Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay. This is Alex.
Good morning.
And today we're going to be talking about some of the headlines from across the country, starting with Alex. Haze and blazes hit
what a
the
combo.
North.
I love those words. Well, I hate the combination of haze and blaze.
Yeah.
But it's a good combination of words, terrible combination for the weather.
That's
so
exactly
take
right.
Take us away, what's happening?
Well, haze pollution is exceeding safe levels in almost 36 provinces across Thailand, particularly in the north, while Bangkok and surrounding provinces will remain blanketed in smog for at least another 2 days. The ultrafine dust particles, PM2.5, have remained at critical levels in the north and northeast in the past week, as a result of slash-and-burn activities in forests and farms, with more than 2,500 hotspots found on both sides of the border. Now, officials from the Department of Natural Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation and the Royal Forest Department and local officials are struggling to control the blazes. So it's a full-team effort. However, it's still quite a struggle to control the blazes. But according to the Center of Air Pollution Mitigation, PM2.5 pollution is exceeding safe levels in 36 provinces. And it's exceeding the level that is considered safe of 50 micrograms per cubic meter. It's exceeding that.
How many cigarettes per day is that? I wonder. Like a kind of a thing. Yeah, so this started off as controlled burning, was it? Like,
yes.
This is a common tactic.
Slash and burn
farms,
activity.
Right?
Exactly.
Like it's a totally common thing, but I guess it got away from them. And now, so this is a huge problem in lots of parts of America and in Australia too. It just gets really dry.
Yeah.
And then all it takes is like a lightning strike or something like that to even happen. So it's weird because Thailand's not usually so dry.
Yeah.
And not usually so prone to wildfires and that kind of thing. So yeah, and this sucks.
Unless they're man-made. Yeah, but yeah. In Bangkok and surrounding areas, atmospheric PM2.5 is going to range between 41 to 77. So better get that air purifier going in your room.
Yeah, for sure. Stay inside.
Yeah. What was I going to say about wildfires in Thailand? I forgot my point.
Does it happen often or no?
Yeah. So the thing is, like, a lot of these officials actually even came out and said, "Oh, we've got people on the roads, and we're gonna crack down on trucks and old vehicles having the smoke in the car." And I'm like, "How about trying to find a better solution for forest fires and burning crops and stuff like that?"
Well, you know, the slash and burn tactics, we've been doing that forever.
Yes.
I think it's kind of like a historical, like it brings the ash brings nutrients to. So, you know, I don't think that tactic's going to go away anytime soon, but the regulation of that tactic might need a little revisit. If things are getting away from people in these controlled environments, you can't just go setting fires all over the place willy-nilly.
Well, talking about setting fires all over the places, we're going to move on to our next topic, which is about poaching. Now, we've got two stories in a row about poaching. Oof. We're going to start, firstly, with Bengal tigers.
Yeah. Ooh, this is pretty rough. So let's get into it. 5 poachers jailed for killing and skinning Bengal tigers. So 5 guys up in, I think it was the north, in Tong Pa Phum National Park. It was in January. Okay. They went hunting for Bengal tigers. They were luring them out and actually trying to bring them out. Now, they defended themselves saying that it was in order to protect their farms, in order to protect from these tigers encroaching and taking their livestock. But they were found with all sorts of materials that were meant for skinning the tiger, smoking the flesh, and profiting off of this. This was not defending my land. This was, we're going to skin this tiger and sell it.
Hunt this down and make money.
Okay. Right. So their punishment in the end was they were sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison, as well as a fine of 750,000 baht. Now, this was cut down in half from a almost 10-year sentence after the men pleaded guilty and didn't really put up much of a legal fight.
Okay.
So, my question to you is, like, you know, how the poaching trade, obviously Thailand, a lot of East Asia has the demand for it, maybe. But, what kind of punishments should we be giving out? Is 5 years enough time? Is that too much time for this kind of a crime?
I think they should have stuck with 10 years. Because if they want to prove a point and they want to stop it, a severe penalty is a severe penalty. You can't be lenient and be like, all right, he admitted to his crime, let's cut it down to half.
Yeah. I mean, 5 years in jail is no...
It's not good. Yeah. Yes, I agree. I agree. I say that if 5 years is good enough to stop people from doing it again and again, then I say great.
Yeah, and I guess that's a question, right? Yeah. Like, what is the discouraging punishment for it? And people will disagree on what that level is. Just because the punishment's there doesn't mean people won't do it still.
And also, I guess they have to check the statistics as well. Like, if people are going to prison for 5 years, they come out and they do it again.
Yeah, they made a problem.
Maybe it's not good enough.
Still 5 years in jail, though. Like, I don't know.
True.
And what about, you know, these killings that happen in zoos, too? So, for example, remember Harambe?
Yes.
Like, that's far from the only instance where zoo-goers were being idiots and got some endangered animal killed that was under the care of a zoo. Do those people get punished? What happened to the kid who fell into Harambe's cage?
What about Harambe?
Is there justice for Harambe?
Never forget Harambe.
I know, sorry, but I'm getting emotional now.
All right. Well, moving on to other sorts of animals, but sticking to the topic of poaching and trafficking, actually. 47 macaques were found in Isan, crammed in a plastic cage for Chinese medicine. Now, Thai police have rescued these 47 macaques, or macaws.
Macaques.
Macaques, even. That were being smuggled out of the country for probable use in traditional Chinese medicine. The macaques. What? Macaques?
Macaques.
The macaques were found.
Not a bad word.
Yeah. The macaques were found crammed into plastic cages on the back of a pickup truck in Isan, suffering from overcrowding and neglect. The disturbing scene was uncovered by Natural Resources and Environmental Crime Suppression Division and National Park officials, who acted on an ongoing investigation into wildlife smuggling. The macaques were in a small net bags and they were sick. Now, two men were responsible for transporting the macaques. 37-year-old Kunkit Zana and 43-year-old Kunkrit Zara were arrested, and they were charged with illegal possession and trading of protected wildlife. The men claimed they were unaware that the macaques were protected and that they were breaking the law. Kitsana claimed that he was paid 17,000 baht to pick up the cages from the Khao Tak Krong National Park and deliver them near to the Lao border in Nong Khai Province. He said the person who hired him was a stranger. Macaques are protected animals under the Wildlife Conservation and Protection Act, and the smuggling is a serious crime.
Mm.
I highly doubt if you are hired to go and just pick up a cage full of...
A truck full of monkeys.
Full of monkeys. Like, oh, this seems all right.
Yeah, above board. I don't know, though. Like, so many people. Money talks, right? And if you got the money, I don't have any questions. Like, that happens.
I just got to drive them from point A to point B.
Right. This case, right, ignorance of the law does not excuse you from breaking the law, I think.
I do believe... The point about, I don't think many people who are trafficking these, because they're hired delivery men, they're drivers. The person really responsible for the smuggling is a completely different person who, you know, remains anonymous and doesn't want to get involved.
Sure.
So do we crack down on delivery drivers? Who's wrong?
You got to crack down where you can get into the process, right?
I guess.
Like, you're just getting into the supply line and you would like for these guys to flip and give you more important people. But I guess that's the point of insulating themselves and paying for things anonymously.
I think they're not even informed about the fact that, yes, macaques are probably, under the Wildlife Conservation and Protection Act. I believe that point. But surely, you know, you might have some concerns that
is this
a cage
ethical,
full of 47
like,
monkeys.
They don't look comfortable in there. Like that. And that's the pictures, man. Did you see the pictures?
Yes.
So sad. It was like one of these like cute little monkey, like, oh, just let me die. Like, it was so sad to see. And it shows like, we got to like do something about that.
And there's been a crackdown on this lately because every week there's a new story, especially regarding macaques near up the north. And this all started with Lopburi province, which is famous for the temple with all the macaques.
Oh.
The numbers went from thousands to hundreds, and people are like, where are these monkeys gone? I don't know if these monkeys are from that area. However, more and more seem to be popping up, making their way to China for traditional Thai medicine.
How many have not been caught doing this, right? Like, how many people have gotten away with it so
gotten
far?
Through.
Terrible to think.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep you up to date with all those news stories and more. For now, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got stories on obesity. Find out more after the break.
Ready and join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back after that refreshing break. The show is Good Morning Thailand, and it's brought to you by Carnival Magic. It's a carnival fantasy, Alex. Oof. One of the newest attractions in Phuket. Go check it out next time with your family and loved ones. Nice. You won't be disappointed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue with two more stories today, starting with obesity in Thailand.
Yeah, so this is obviously an increasing problem all over the world, but here we have some hard evidence on Thailand. So one in ten Thai kids, there's a tongue twister, clinically obese. So we've found that this is not just overweight. This is just below morbidly obese, I guess they call it. But that's a 10% number. So a report by the health department revealed that about 10% of Thai children are fat. Right. Not only are they obese, but they also think that they're going to become even fatter. Like this trend is going to continue into the future. Mm. So right now we got 9% of children 0 to 5 are overweight, 13% from 6 to 14, and then also 13 from 15 to 18. So it gets worse as they get older as well. And we are the World Obesity Federation has projected that childhood obesity rates are going to double in the next 15 years, something like that. So with that being said, how has this shifted over time? It's not just Thais, it's the whole world that's getting fatter. So what are the trends that are leading to that? What do you think?
I don't know. Do we have a range of when this kind of happened? Like, is it in the last 5 years or just in general?
That's the current. Those are the current rates right now. And that has increased.
I'm a bit surprised because I always thought that in general, Thai people in Thailand in general is not linked to obesity in general. Mm-hmm. I think Thai food is fairly healthy. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, you've got the Thai curries and the rice and the noodles and stuff, but like even the portion size is quite, you know, coming from European
reasonable
countries. It's a small portion size. The food is generally healthy unless you go for the fried stuff every day. I think exercise is promoted in the country in general.
So, yeah, that's, again, I've noticed all these things. So I'll give you
fun runs and marathons and bike for dad and bike for mom.
Here's a quick little anecdote for you. I'm getting some street noodles somewhere, this next soup noodle thing or whatever. I see this kid get his soup noodles and he starts pouring in this white stuff into it. Is that salt? What is that? What's going on? And he's like, no, that's sugar. He's just scooping sugar into his noodles. I'm like, that blew my mind. Okay. It would never even consider to put sugar into my noodles. Yeah. And this kid's just pouring it in.
Yeah.
It's not just that. It's the Cokes. Yeah. We're drinking a lot our soft calories drinks now. That's juices as well. We think juices are healthy.
Everybody loves KFC in Thailand.
How can you not?
How can you not love fried chicken,
Not only the Korean fried chicken places that are everywhere, too. There's a lot of unhealthy foods that are coming from outside, I think. Thai people are trendy and want to get into that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. How do we solve the problem, I guess, is the other question.
How do we solve obesity in Thailand?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no.
You guys answer that.
All right. Well, we're going to leave that up to the relevant departments. Mm. But, yeah, let's get the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
First time I'm hearing about it, so good to be informed. News. Our last story, ladies and gentlemen, today. Alex, this is about buying gold, all right? Because guess what? A Thai man bought gold worth up to 30,000 baht, all in coins.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like 10 baht coins he was using or something?
Yeah, so at first I thought to myself, was he trying to troll this gold shop? But he wasn't. This is actually a fairly positive story. So here we go. A Thai man used nothing but coins to buy 30,000 baht worth of gold at a shop in the northeast province of Mahasarakham. Tang Mo, the shop owner, said the customer called and asked if the store accepted coins as payment for the gold. She told the customer yes, but didn't think that the payment would only consist of coins. In a video gone viral, the man is emptying the coins and he's using it as payment for gold at the Buddha Singh Chang Tong shop in the Serm Thai complex in the Mueang Mahasarakham district of the same named province. Love these names.
Yeah, that was good.
When Tang Mo saw the customer arriving with a big blue basket full of coins, she was shocked and asked if she could take a video. The customer agreed. The customer said he was from Roi Et and was the owner of a laundromat.
It all comes together now.
Which explains why he had so many coins. He said he tried to use the coins to buy gold in Roy Et, and they said no. So that's why he called and checked first. And Thang Mo said, the customers from Yosathon and Buriram have come with coins before to buy gold, but not as many as this man. She says the shop needed five people to count the coins and did not charge a counting fee. Because if you go to a commercial bank, they would they deduct 2 baht for every 100 baht that they count. It was nice enough that Kun Thang Mo, the shop owner of this gold shop, did not charge any fee. Currently, 1 gram of gold costs 2,055 baht in Thailand, or about $60. And the customer bought 7 gold rings, and the shop also gave him a discount and a cap.
Wow.
A free cap.
It's a fun story. So yeah. Get him some merch.
The man said he would come back every month so long as the shop accepts coins. I feel like she started a trend here.
Well, for laundromat owners, that's for sure. I feel
good luck with that, Kuntengmo. But it's a nice story, man. It is. Yeah. Why can't you buy...
Because it's annoying. Maybe there's that. But in the end, if they're okay with it, he's okay. Whatever. Yeah. He called to make sure, right? He's like, hey.
She's quite nice. Because what is she going to do with all these coins? She's obviously going to go to the bank. And the bank's going to have to count it. And then they're going to charge 2 baht per 100 baht.
You know, this always frustrated me about Thailand. Because in America, we're used to those coin stars. Do you know those things? Where you just take all your loose change and you dump it in. And they take a cut, right? They take their percentage or whatever. But... it's better than taking five people to count out all these coins. Mm. There should be a machine for this.
There should be.
Readily available. Yeah. So, anyways. But otherwise, the laundromat owner comes and pays for gold with coins. Amazing story.
All right.
Thank you, dude.
Love that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Those are some of the top stories from Thailand today. If you do have any comments on any of the stories today, please leave them in the comment section below. As for now, we'd like to say thank you for watching, and we'll see you live here once again tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.